In this bulletin, a two-week lockdown for Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, Wollongong and the Central Coast. Queensland's Police Commissioner pays tribute to an officer killed by a stolen car. And in sport, world number one Ash Barty gets ready for the start of Wimbledon next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A two-week lockdown will begin tonight for all of Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Central Coast and Wollongong. Stay-at-home orders have been extended after a crisis meeting of the New South Wales Cabinet. The Delta variant has been spreading rapidly with 29 new cases, including 17 that were announced on Friday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people in those districts must remain at home.
Unless we have to work outside the home or get educated outside the home, and given school holidays, it obviously doesn't apply. But if you must work outside the home, you're able to do that. If you need to seek medical attention, including getting a COVID test, getting a vaccine or any other medical attention, you're allowed to. And you're also allowed to leave the home for care and compassionate grounds as well. And obviously, you're allowed outside to purchase goods, essential goods and services.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says the goal is to get to no community transmission, and that requires a two-week lockdown.
Given we are aiming to get to no community transmission, and as we roll out the vaccine, it is important that we get to that as quickly as possible. So the restrictions need to be applied absolutely, and it's critical that we all comply with them if we are going to achieve that no community transmission, and the duration of the lockdown remains at that 14 days.
More than 1,600 people in three states have been ordered into isolation after a man tested positive to coronavirus at a mine in the Northern Territory. The mine worker tested positive on Friday after arriving in the Territory on June 18. He didn't have any symptoms and his infection was only detected when he was alerted to a potential hotel quarantine breach in Queensland through a message from interstate authorities. The man had travelled from Bendigo in Victoria via Brisbane, where he was ordered into a quarantine hotel on June 17. He was in quarantine for a single day, and it's believed that's where he caught the virus. The man then travelled to the Granites mine in central Australia, 540 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Northern Territory is well prepared to handle the case.
While we've never had a case of community transmission in the Northern Territory, we have constantly prepared for this situation. We will do everything we can to test, trace and trap this virus. We will always do whatever it takes to keep you safe.
Queensland's Police Commissioner has paid tribute to an officer who's been hit and killed by a stolen car north of Brisbane. 53-year-old Senior Constable David Masters died when he was struck on the Bruce Highway at Burpengary just after 3 a.m. It's understood he was deploying tyre spikes to try to stop the car when he was struck, with the driver fleeing the scene. Commissioner Katerina Carroll has offered her condolences to his family and friends.
David is a highly regarded police officer. I spoke to his colleagues and spent some time with them at Deception Bay, and they have got nothing but wonderful words for Dave. Hardworking, capable, a beacon at the station, much loved by everyone.
And in tennis, world number one Ash Barty will be up against Carla Suarez-Navarro in the first round of Wimbledon. Barty is the favourite to take the title despite a recent hip injury which forced her out of the French Open. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers with a possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16. Melbourne, showers easing, 15 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, sunny and 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 21. Cairns, cloudy and 27. And Darwin, less humid and sunny and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.